Our Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada. Joining us for the next hour is going to be a grand old American patriot and well-established journalist, author, Gary Barnett. I do have to pay for the freight a little bit, and we had a lot more to advise you of with Power Hour promotions, so I better get to that before I forget. Sharon Lynn Wyeth is going to be on Friday. Mark your calendar so you can call the show live at 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944, to have Sharon read your name. You can also email your name to support@powerhournation.com. Dr. Sherry Rogers will be joining on Friday as well, so if you have questions for her, same thing, support@powerhournation.com. ACS Silver Spray, 200 parts per million, now back in stock. New products at the Power Mall, OptiVita, vitamin D, 2000 IU, 60 non-GMO plant cellulose capsules, silver mist humidifier, 12 fluid ounce, astaxanthin with DHA, 90 caps, new essential digestive plus, 90 caps, vitamin E, 60 caps, Hyzorb Q10, 60 caps, ProStrex, 2 fluid ounce from the Global Healing Center, and you can't go wrong with putting good gasoline in your engine, and I'll do some of the rest on the other side of the next break and bring Gary Barnett in here. You know, anyone who takes on the beast with pen, the pen is mightier than the sword, and talks common sense and good logic, is an ally and citizen for life of Power Hour Nation, and Gary Barnett is one. Welcome aboard, Gary. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got on this journey.
Well, I'll try and make it brief. I started distrusting government or distrusting, you know, what was going on at a young age due to my father instructing me as to what reality really was. So that started as a teenager, and I had a lot of changes in my life, and was drafted in the military, which was very disgusting to me many years ago, and became a slave. It was done involuntarily, of course. And over time, I started studying 40 years ago or more. And then ended up getting into the investment business after a lot of different life experiences. And I managed money and studied the markets, the Fed, and all of that for 31 years. And I just sold my business 2 years ago. But I started writing two decades ago, and probably since 2006, I've been pretty adamant about writing and exposing anything that was against freedom, or exposing government and government abuse, and trying to put out a message that you know, people could understand, write it in such a way that people could understand what was happening and what could happen and what was most likely to happen. And I've never stopped, and now I'm writing every day, and you know, it's been a great journey, and I do it strictly for passion. I have a passion for freedom, so, and that's kind of how I got here.
Well, indeed, as I review some of your pieces, you were telling me on the break that you know, you reposted something from 11 years ago on your website, which is GaryDBarnett.com, a good place to go for samples of this. Leviathan's Plan for Emergency No Thanks. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, it's an article I read. I can't remember. I don't have it in front of me, so I can't remember which bill they were trying to pass at the time. It started in January of 2009, and but it was setting up emergency powers for government in case of any emergency, natural or not, and those powers were excessive. And I wrote at the time, you know, what the risk of that was, because you know, it's a horrible risk. I think the titled article, Leviathan's Plan for Emergency No Thanks, and basically, you know, the things I was talking about 11 years ago are happening now, And we've had things since then that were pretty edgy. But I kind of spelled out in that article what emergency means to the government, which is basically anything they want to call a threat or a catastrophe, or and the definition of emergency is so broad that they can use anything. And the same with major, any major disaster, or you know, whether it be earthquake, flood, or whatever, all the same rules would apply. So I just wrote that article to prepare people for, you know, that there could be police actions, or could be military on the streets, or National Guard. And it was, you know, that this was very possible and likely in the future. And I've written about that ever since. So I've been talking about those kind of things ever since then. And civil unrest is something that I have always thought that was going to take place at a high level at some point in our future, and I think we're getting very close to that now.
Oh, indeed. You can only push people so far, and then you're up against the wall and you have nowhere to go but to push back. And, you know, we hate to see days like that. Far better to work together, cooperate, and come to some common consensus. But this evil seems to want us completely subdued. It wants to end the nation state as it exists. It wants to completely reevaluate money and finance in ways that we probably shouldn't consider as being too viable an alternative, and that this is on the plate for us. You know, what do you think about things, because you were in investments and such, that you see on the financial markets or in the repo rate of, you know, are we, you know, walking off a plank, off a ship now, in your opinion?
Well, been walking on the edge of that plank for a lot of years. I mean, at least two decades, going back to the old one debacle. But 2008 was the major start of sinking the economy, because the economy should have failed in 2008. The banking system was gone. It was bankrupt. The leverage was huge. And you know, we had a real estate bubble that was massive, but then the bailouts took place then, which was of course trillions of dollars over a lot of years, and it continued. The propping up of markets has continued since 2008. It didn't stop. And what happened was we got into a situation where the leverage continued. I mean, there's $1,500 trillion in leverage just in derivative paper alone, and people can't, you know, comprehend those numbers. But there's the leverage and the debt at every level, whether it's personal or corporate or government or what have you, continue to spiral out of control. And actually, going into this situation we have today with this coronavirus thing, the markets were in, oh my gosh, by multiple times worse from an economic standpoint than they were in 08. So, you know, an economic debacle was imminent, regardless whether this happened or not. And, you know, one thing I've written about lately is I do believe that part of the impetus for this is to hide fault in an upcoming economic meltdown, because I expected it to happen before now, actually. And now they can use the coronavirus to blame it on, as opposed to blaming it on the Fed and the government and on policies at that level. And I think it could go in any direction. I mean, we could go into a completely different financial system worldwide, or it could be incrementally done over time, which is probably more likely. But there, the agendas that are sought are going to change this economic system we're in completely at some point.
Indeed. Well, you know, a lot of people are talking about, you know, it's going to go into some digital format where, you know, we'll be getting into some kind of computer synthesized currency like blockchain or something similar from various central banks and such like that. But I look at that as a complete and total loss of freedom, because they'll know everything you do. I won't be able to give you $5 without some source knowing about it or inquiring about it.
But, yeah. that's been in the plan for a long time. I mean, that's what technocracy is all about, and that's where it's headed, and that's what is sought by the powers, controlling powers. And I don't consider government as the controlling power. I consider those the politicians as pawns of that controlling power in the banking system and corporate high corporate system. So, but that's what is sought is you know that what happened in China the last year or two is basically a preview of what you know what's wanted here. And if you'll notice during this. So-called pandemic, there's been a lot of talk about cash, carrying germs and getting rid of cash. They're always going to want to get rid of cash. If they get rid of cash, all freedom is finished. And, but that's, you know, even in the spending bill, this $2.2 trillion bill that they just did and they're planning another $2 trillion at this moment, there was language in there to, digitize how this was going to come about, and they pulled some of that out because they got caught. But it's going to be there. It's going to be there from now on, and it's always going to be. And one of the agenda items that they're going to want to fulfill is to track everything. And the way to do that is to get rid of cash and go into a digital system, monetary system. And I think that's in play already. I think it's being planned.
Well, the funny thing about, you know, these types of systems is it makes for a whole different style of bank robbery. So the traditional method of, you know, somebody's took my wallet, you know, hey, I know it's gone and whatever. But you start playing around in the digital computer world, you know, money can come and go in a nanosecond and you have virtually no idea how to track it, follow it, or maybe even not even to know it's missing straight off. And as I remember, I think it was the Central Bank of Mexico. Somebody hacked in there and took funds from them and such like that. That, you know, it's more, you know, the technologically astute person, the computer expert who's going to be the best bank robber in the future and or just robber in any stretch of the imagination. And there's nothing for you to do. It's not like you can punch them in the chops or, you know, resist or anything like that in any way to protect your assets or see it coming, you know. Couple of swarthy guys cross the street coming at you, and you know they're not coming there to you know to sell you a Bible or anything like that. That they're coming to take your money, and you lose that edge, that initiative, that you know you can prepare yourself or be independent, to be completely independent and deal in cash.
Well, yes, but it's worse than that, actually. You know, if there's an economic meltdown, which could easily happen worldwide. You know, the people's savings at any rate is going to be at high risk to begin with. But digital money is allows for 100% tracking ability of everything. It also allows for control of people in that if you don't do the things that you're supposed to do and you're not going where you're supposed to go or you speak out of turn against the system or whatever, just like in China with a credit score, they can just block your digital money. They can block your travel. They can take away your passports. They can, you know, control you at every level. And if you don't do as you're told, you won't even be able to go and buy food at the store. This is how sinister this really is, and it's very deep-seated. And, you know, it's what is desired, actually, by the elites that are, you know, pushing all of this stuff. So, you know, and I'm not trying to be a doomsdayer or say this is happening tomorrow, but this is what is being structured. It's been going on for so long. I mean, I've been writing about this stuff for 20 years, and it's incremental. Things aren't done overnight. But look where it's gotten to. In the last 20 years, as of today, and look at the news today, and look at how people are cowering in their house, afraid to go out, instead of dissenting and telling the government they're not gonna obey them. They just go do as they're told. And this has been taught through the education system and through indoctrination systems and through dependence on government through different programs. And so this is where we've gotten to, and it's gotten to a stage now where it's not only dangerous, it's becoming deadly.
Oh, agreed. Like the Bible talks about no buying or selling without the mark of the beast. Orwell talked about the non-person, where if you don't, you know, follow these social credit rules, that when you're cut off, you become a non-person. You're a non-entity anymore. You can't buy food. You can't have shelter. You can't travel anywhere. You can't go anywhere. You just do not exist to the system. And hopefully, I guess they look at it, that's going to bring you to your knees, and they'll have dominion over you. And I hope it's the opposite, that that will be your liberating move to finally free yourself from this. Wish I was much better at hunting, fishing, gathering, farming, and running a trap line, really, for what's coming down the road, and spend the last few years of my life sovereign, independent, and free, and tell them to go to blazes. But this is what we're faced with. This generation, I think, is woefully unprepared for this. A lot of skills that we took for granted in past generations are non-existent. Completely non-existent.
It's true, but even with the skills, it's still dangerous. I mean, you know, people can't, you really can't hide. And, you know, if you can't function, if you have to live in a tent or in a makeshift thing in the middle of the woods, and go through winters and go through everything and have no services. And, you know, people, no, you're right. They're not capable of that. But even if they were, you know, a lot more people were, that's not going to change, you know, what's going on in the system itself. It's never going to be a majority or even a small majority of people, you know, that are going to be able to go that route. And, we live in a modern world, and there's the other side of this. It's people that are allowing it to happen by mass. The entire population, as far as I can tell, and I see areas of dissent, you know, here and there. One thing I've written about is, you know, individuals, just an individual like me or you or others. Even there's a few of us get together, have zero power. Here. This calls for a mass awakening. You know, I can't go out and try to forcibly change this without getting shot. So, and I don't want to force anyone to do anything. Whatever people decide to do, they have to decide to do. But if people are going to lay down as the majority, the rest of us aren't going to have any way to change the system. If you've got, you know, in this country, if you're talking about 330 million people and you've got a million or so that are willing to fight, well, that's not going to work. It's too difficult. And then, you know, then that's one thing about this so-called social distancing, which is a ridiculous term, but this all this does is separate people. They've separated people for years now through a divisive measures so that everybody hates everybody. The left hates the right, right hates the left, blacks hate whites, whites hate blacks. The immigrants are bad, everything that's going on. You know, then you have, now you have the transgender movement, and you have this, and you have people at, everyone is at everyone else's throat instead of working together, and that's by design as well. And it's you know, and even in the school systems, of course, you know, that's a total indoctrination system from minute one to basically obey the state. And so we get into a situation where everybody's been fighting amongst themselves, and they still are. And now they're told they can't even speak with each other. They have to be apart. Well, when you separate people by mandate and people voluntarily accept that, well, there's no way to band together and gain strength. So you just kind of become weaker and weaker as a force to change what's going on in the government. And, you know, right now it's at a very dangerous level.
Well, this is an old playbook. It goes back to ancient Rome. It was called divide and conquer. So when I see us being divided, I know someone's coming to conquer me. I don't. It's just like one, two, three. That's the way it is. And who's conquering me, and why? And I refuse to be conquered. And it's something, you know, even with this social distancing, psychological warfare operation. We can still band together in prayer, spirituality, and online, and form common consensus and opinions and methods of operation to put this beast down once and for all. It's not like you have to give up. They, what goes on between your ears is sovereign to you, and they really can't get in there yet. They're attempting to. Don't kid yourself. But while we still have that gray matter independent and useful to us, do use it wisely. Do not allow yourself to take in their power. When they put out all this fear porn, it's to have you assimilate their power over you and you submit to it. So, I turn most of it off, and if I do hear some because I have to, I don't allow it to have power over me. I pick other things to have power over me, and that isn't going to be it. You get into things, whether it's your Constitution, your Bill of Rights, the Bible, what's truly right, what's truly good, that can have power in me, but hopefully the power to overwhelm evil.
Well, I'm a dissenter from minute one of my life, so I don't put up with anything I can control at all, ever, and I never have. But I think the point I'm trying to make is all of this that's happening is the people are doing this voluntarily. There's military in the streets in some places. There's I don't know how many states we're up to now, well over 30 that have a National Guard, and now that's federally controlled. There's police and there's tracking and they're beginning to try to cite people, and they're going to start jailing people, I think, for not obeying pretty soon. All this is being done incrementally, but what I see is people in general, and I do talk in general terms, because when you're talking about the entire country, when you have 99% or 95% or whatever that number is, who are acquiescing voluntarily to this tyranny, that doesn't leave much room to get something done. And if that doesn't change, and I mean change before it's too late, once everybody's locked down, and the government has a lot of force, and, people always talk about this country, we still have our guns and people, nobody's doing anything to stop what's going on. This is 100% voluntary at this stage. So they have bought into the hype. And that is to me is the most dangerous. If people really cared about freedom and they cared about truth and they sought it, they would change what's going on.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made. Good for you. Food stores all love to eat. Yum.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us for the next segment, Gary Barnett, GaryDBarnett.com, a great faithful American patriot writing and researching the world and how it's unfolding to give you a heads up and some ability to resist the tyranny that they try to invoke upon us. Power Mall is a very important place to support this show, to support freedom, to support liberty. And we have products of interest. Silver Botanicals will be on the show Tuesday. Silver Mist Humidifier, Silver Shield Sanitizer, Silver Shield Deodorant Roll, Silver Shield Deodorant Spray, Silver Shield Deodorant Relief, Silver Botanicals Total Body Skin Therapy, Silver Shield Dog and Bedding Spray. Good health, naturally products. They'll be on the show next Wednesday with astaxanthin. I always pronounce that wrong sometimes. I think I got it close that time. I take that. Essential Digestive Plus, Vitamin E, Hyzorb Q10, Curcumin X4000. And curcumin is one of the most important things you can put in your body, let me tell you. It is, the beautiful spices from God's Eden, they were more valuable than gold in the ancient days for a reason. They kept you alive. Sera Enzyme DR 80,000 IU, Vitamin D3, Lithium Balance, Alpha Lipoic Acid R, Health Point Kit, and then Happy Bodies products, 10% off, Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail, Phosphatidylcholine, as opposed to chlorine, choline, gardening products of interest, Willard Water Dark, Willard Water Clear, Willard Water Topical Aloe Gel, 16-ounce Iron Earth. The funny thing is, you know, in these troubled times of this stupid virus, it would be really cool if we could, you know, open up the neighborhood tabernacle and serve Willard water and just see how that works against fighting all these little bugs that they tell us are around. One of the, important things I came across that you should be aware of, just in case you end up in, you know, really bad distress, was something called the cytokine storm. So this article I have posted on my website, conspiracy-cafe.com, elderberry and cytokine storm, 10 herbs that calm cytokine storm. So that is something where you get really, really sick, your body turns on itself and starts to eat you up and destroy you faster. But there's a list of herbs that help combat that, and of course, turmeric, yarrow, cayenne, garlic, horseradish, red raspberry, skullcap, St. John's wort, tea tree oil, and oodles of vitamin C are good for that. Some of the things that prevent you from healing and allowing the cytokine storm to get on you is elderberry, echinacea, honey, any sugar of any kind makes it worse. Chocolate, colloidal silver, and kimchi, it says. So you can use those at the beginning, but if you get overwhelmed into a really, really, really difficult, almost life-threatening situation, there's things that do you harm and things that put out the storm. So those are things to keep in mind as we get on, because we may come to a point, if we're in a mass casualty event of one sort or another, that you can't get hospital treatment. You might not even be able to get close to it or to deal with other emergencies that aren't completely unrelated to the virus. So to brush up on your first aid, you know, maybe even get into the Vietnam ditch medicine handbook from ages ago on how to deal with serious cases to keep people alive for as long as possible until you can find medical aid. You know, make good relations with neighborhood doctors and nurses and things like that too, paramedics, so that they're part of your crew for survival. And like I say, never ever doubt the power of the good Lord and what he can do for you, because prayer is paramount to protect you in these troubled times. And I doubt very much we'll see many, many leaders even attempting to do something like that. Gary, how is it in your state with, you know, this so-called disease? Are you seeing, you know, the horror stories, or, you know, do you know of people that have it? What are the hospitals like?
They shut our, the totalitarian governor shut down the state. So, but it's not as bad as a lot of places. You know, basically everyone's doing what they want to do, but everything's closed. So, you know, economically speaking, it's getting destroyed. But as far as getting out or, you know, going to the store or taking hikes or walks or whatever, that none of that stuff's been a problem. It's just that, and that could get worse. And, you know, they can start extending this and enhancing their totalitarian rules or what have you at some point. But here we're, you know, it's tolerable to some extent. I feel for all the people that are have voluntarily closed all their businesses and are going to be in rough times for a long time. But we're doing okay here. Other than it was below zero this morning and we got a foot of snow yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. My dog would love that. He don't care what the weather is, really. He don't mind the snow either. But, you know, I'm glad my glacier has receded and I can see the good earth again. And as the mud dries out, you know, it'll be springtime. But, you know, that's part of our challenge is to deal with what's coming with things closed and not having the resources available, because we didn't get to plan for this, to prepare a little better, and you either got what you got or you didn't. I always found it funny that, you know, they talk about, you know, how dangerous this is and to assemble, and like the first place everybody went is everybody crowded into supermarkets to clean out the stores, and you're like, you know, elbow to elbow with thousands of people. And in these supermarkets, and that's one reason I'd always keep food on hand at home, so I would never face that. You know, I wasn't so much thinking about the biohazard aspect of it. It might be more that there was more violence or something like that, to just say, well, let everybody else fight it out. I'm just going to the basement and meander through what I've got and pick what's for supper and avoid that altogether.
Well, and, you know, I mean, the worst part of that is, well, first off, none of the isolation and distancing and all of that stuff, that has nothing to do with the with this virus or basically any other virus. Isolation is going to kill many, many more people than any you know, minor pneumonia type virus is going to. I don't know what the total numbers are going to look like in 2 or 3 months as far as deaths, you know, from different reasons, psychologically and stress, suicide and all. But it's going to be very bad. And I even noticed there's stories today that hospitals were refusing to take anyone with, you know, with heart attacks or, you know, and the hospital situation. Well, we don't have a supposed case. We don't have any, but, in my little town, but the, I've been doing a lot of research and watching a lot of video of hospitals around the world, and some great German doctors and journalists got together, and every hospital in Berlin was just like a ghost town. And there's hospitals all over the U.S. These folks that are filming hospitals right now are doing a great service, because many, many, many hospitals here and around the world are just basically completely empty. They're locked down, but there's nothing going on. And the hype about this disease is so overblown. And like I said, this is done by design. And you know, one of the cases that's probably the easiest to refute in you know, the numbers is in Italy. There's just been enormous amount of work that states, including doctors and scientists in Italy, that they're overcounting the deaths from coronavirus by 10 times. 88% is the number used that are completely misattributed, and I think it's worse than that. Actually, and then I get up this morning and I see a headline in the Wall Street Journal, of course, saying Italy's coronavirus death toll is far higher than reported, and it's been scientifically outed that the you know, what's going on there. The average death is around 80 years old, and they have two, three, four underlying problems or diseases that are killing them, but all of them are being counted. So there's so much propaganda going on about this, and it scares people to death. And when people are scared and afraid, they acquiesce to rule so much easier, and that's what's happening, because much of this is overstated. In the hospitals in this country, many, many, many of them, even some in New York, are basically not busy at all. It's being oversold.
Indeed, indeed. And when the facts have to be fudged, the goose has to be cooked. That's one of my old sayings. And, you know, you just start to apply Plato's laws of logic. What is. And then when you start seeing what isn't being told that it is, then pretty much you get into, like, the legal thing in the United States, you know, fruit of the poison tree. If one piece of fruit is poison, the whole tree's fruit is poison. You don't have to take or test anymore. And if they're lying to us about a few small factors here, then pretty much their whole story is overblown in a giant psychological warfare operation. But I'm very concerned about, you know, the hospitals being closed and people being denied treatment for real pertinent injury. And heart attack is one.
Oh, that's happening all around the country.
So one of my, you know, confreres told me a long time ago, as a maturing man, that cayenne pepper, or, you know, these hot red chili things, chili powder, are very good at relaxing your blood vessels in a heart attack and can hold it off and buy you time. And one book I'd recommend for people is called DMSO, dimethyl sulfoxide. You don't have to remember that part. DMSO is good. Nature's Healer. It's written by Dr. Morton Walker. He's a cardiac specialist. And this is, you know, one of my friends in Florida just calls it Drano for your arteries. You know, it just cleans out all the crap. So it's probably better to use it at a maintenance level and clean out the crap before you get to the clutch in your chest and begging for help. And but you know, one of the examples in his book is someone he knew was having a stroke, and then he had to wait 12 hours before he could get the doctor, and he told him, yes, do take it, use it in this proportion, and it relieved him of the problems of his stroke. So it's probably something you're going to have to be more self-reliant on, is to, you know, to think about what are some of the alternatives, and you could just use your search engine, put in whatever you got, start looking for natural remedies or treatments. Just in case you're in a situation where, you're in the equivalent of the Vietnam ditch medicine book, is you're completely isolated, cut off, and have absolutely no hope except for what you can figure out for yourself, and start looking up and researching some of these things that are important to you or pertinent to you, and being prepared for that over anything, because that's just absolutely scandalous to turn people away who have serious life-threatening issues or pain issues or anything like that demand immediate hospital attention, and that you can cast them aside for our hyped-up virus that may exist or may not exist in this Orwellian nightmare that they've thrust us into. But do keep things like that in mind. I have a good article on DMSO on my website, conspiracy-hyphen.com, with a link to the book and that sort of thing, so you can see what you're dealing with. It's just like one of those nature wonder fuels. Another one that I found was this saffron plant oil. I got it in oil form from Iran. I looked that up on the internet. It just did all kinds of wonderful things for your body. And, I was just going through a supermarket and saw it there, and I go, the good Lord said, buy that one, so I did, and then I looked up what it's good for, and it was a plethora of things to restore your body, keep you in good health, and I felt way better after using it a couple of times. So, don't discard what came out of the Garden of Eden. That it's there for a reason. Look up some of those reasons. Prepare yourself in advance while you've got some time on your hands, if you're in quarantine or seeing things different. The other big thing is, don't fuss about the money. The most important thing, you have life, you have love, you have the people around you. Don't lose it. That's what's valuable. All these other things are superfluous, really. And I've read stories about murders and suicides and things like that. That's not life. Life is, we band together, even with our last slice of bread and no butter, and we all stand together and pray and hopefully get the manna from heaven. Have that faith that it's going to come and that you'll be provided for. So don't let them get you down at all and feel despondent or remorseful or anything like that. You get mad and angry and pick up that pen and start writing and lobbying for better solutions from these idiots we call leaders. But, don't let them weigh you down, whatever you do. This is a battle for everything, and we don't need any collateral casualties from, the devil getting into your head and telling you bad ideas. This is probably a time where we're going to meet new people, have new things come our way, new challenges, and we're going to persevere. We just have to look for the good and forget about the bad. A long time ago, I was watching the Flintstones. They had him do Goggles Paisano, the Italian race car driver. And probably one of the most important life lessons you could ever find was in that short segment of a cartoon, which is probably on the internet. And he gets into the race. He's in his Italian sports car, and the first thing he does is he breaks off the rearview mirror and he throws it out the window. Well, it really wasn't any window, because you know what Fred's cars were like, but he throws it away, and he goes, what's behind me is of no concern. And that's a big thing when things happen or something. Don't fuss in the past or what's gone wrong or whatever. It's behind you now. You got to drive forward with confidence with the people around you. And God will bring new people into your life just as sure as you can bet. I've had it happen many times. And they're the ones you need for the next moment in life. And what's behind you is of no concern. You're going forward. And you're going on his terms, not your terms. It may be very different from what you ever speculated before. And once you get there and you look back, you go, why was I ever there in the first place? I didn't like it much. And this new life, this new place, this new way is infinitely superior. So that's always something to focus on. Change is just change. Doesn't mean it's got to be bad. Frequently it can be for the good. And just look for the good, you'll find it. Look for the bad, you'll find that too. That's another one of your choices. So let's see here. What other great words of wisdom do you have on this, plandemic?
Well, I don't know how much, wisdom. I think identifying the fraud is extremely important. If people can actually seek out or understand the truth of the situation, you know, they're gonna react differently. But as long as they're completely afraid, they're gonna be weak and not be able to take care of themselves. And you know, you mentioned, you know, all of the things you were mentioning that are natural are so important. I mean, I don't go to the doctor. I haven't taken a pill of any kind, and I stay healthy, and I understand the wonders of all the things that are natural. Vitamin D's and is just mandatory. But the problem with a lot of this that's going on, especially in this country, is people are completely unhealthy and overweight and sedentary. And it didn't used to be that way in this country, but it is now. And that's, you know, that any sickness of any kind or any stress of any kind is going to accentuate the problems when you have a general population that's very important in a time like this. And I think if people, hopefully people will learn more about that, being in the situation they're in.
Oh, indeed. And that, you know, do your own research and do it now while you can, just in case, so you don't get another surprise down the road. And, you know, I'm a big believer in that. I've been down the trail many times with various ailments and things like that. And, you know, anytime I got to the pearly gates, the good Lord threw me back for some reason. So, you know, that's one of the reasons I keep my face. I know he's there. When it's just you and you're clutching your chest and you think you only got a minute or two to go, it's just the two of you. So don't be afraid. Embrace. And, you know, one day we'll cross the line. But, you know, I hope to do it in good terms with him and not bad terms overall. These are troubling times, but don't let them put that into your mind that you're weak. President Roosevelt said it in World War II. Is probably one of the most important things any president ever said. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. So don't be afraid. That gives your enemy power, and it feeds off that fear. Sometimes the best thing you can do with the enemy is, you'd almost be like the Three Stooges, poke them in the eye and laugh in their face. They don't know how to handle that.
No, it's, I'll tell you.
Okay, we lost you a little bit there, Gary. Okay, we lost the beginning of that. You still with us?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I guess you got the VoIP phone or something. We lost a little bit of the beginning of that.
Okay. Well, I don't even remember where I was, but I just, you know, wanted to relay that it's time for people to stand up for themselves and to gain some strength and quit cowering in the face of this ridiculous position that we've been put into. But you know, that's very important, and I hope people will come to that sooner than later.
Oh, indeed, that's a very important time. And you know, they have prepared for things. I never had time to get into, you know, the contingency of government plan, but they put that in. They brought that, dusted it off a few weeks ago. Of course, I read that on the March 22nd, 322 Skull and Bones Day in the Daily Mail, that put the government, and then the big notes at the bottom were, even if that were to happen, martial law would only be temporary until a new civilian leader was installed. And I'm going like, oh, cool.
Right.
But guess what happened to him? He got SARS coronavirus. I guess he won't be the replacement. We'll be keeping Mr. Trump for a while.
Or so he said. So, you know, it's a mess for sure. And if there ever was a time since I've been born, since I've been alive, you know, for people to actually have a little courage, and a little strength and a great need for dissent is there, and I hope people will come around.
Oh, indeed, indeed. It's that kind of courage that made the United States what it is. You know, if you went back in the pioneer days and the explorer days, I don't even think you'd want to spend a night out in the wilderness, never mind, to actually forge a new life. And, I watched some documentaries on Daniel Boone and the Boone family and such like that, and you just look about, tough and what's required to build a nation. I don't think I'd pass the mustard, but I'd have to work hard to do it. That's what built it. That's what's going to keep it. Don't be afraid. Don't let them get the better of you in any way, shape, or form. You are what you are. You're created by God. You have all the powers at your fingertips. You just have to have confidence, faith, and use them. You will persevere. You will get to the other side. And hopefully we turn this monkey off our back and put it down where it belongs and have some congressional inquiries with real leaders to find out who did us and how and lock them away for treason, because this is obviously a coup d'etat, not just of the president. It's probably way deeper than that. It's of we the people, and we can never allow that to happen, ever. We are sovereign, we are independent, we are free, and we have our God-given rights, and we're keeping them, baby. And you think you're coming over here to take them for any reason? Well, there'll be a price to pay. Or as the French Canadians would say, I spit in your general direction. But it's coming. So I guess we only got a couple of minutes left coming, so I'll make sure I use some of that time wisely to thank you very much for coming aboard and offering us a lot of good information, and tell people again where we can find your website and other places where your writings are.
Okay, it's pretty easy. I publish for Lou Rockwell, but others as well, lourockwell.com. But my blog and my website is GaryDBarnett.com. Very simple. And GaryDBarnett.com, and you can find everything I write there.
Okay, thank you very much, Gary. I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation. We're hearing the music. It's time to head for the exit. God bless you all. Stand up for freedom. Stand up for you. Stand up for what's right. We can never be defeated. Thanks for coming aboard.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.